Let us pray. Lord Jesus, draw near to us, we pray. As we reflect on the words we have heard and the examples that have been set for us, may we hear your voice of love, your voice which even prayed from the cross for the forgiveness of your enemies. Help us to hear your word and to act upon it, we pray. In your name, amen. This evening, I want us to reflect for a short time on the Old Testament reading, on the example of Joseph. Wasn't Joseph a survivor? Joseph, the dreamer, survived a nightmare experience. He survived threats to his life and well-being. He survived the pit. He survived false accusations in Egypt. He survived imprisonment. He survived a famine and helped the country to overcome it. And now, tonight, we've heard how Joseph even survived success. Remembering his roots, his kith and kin, his family ties, he humbled himself before God. Do you remember Joseph's coat of many colours? That handcrafted and richly woven, multicoloured garment is, if you like, a metaphor, a picture, a symbol of God's handiwork in Joseph's life. From pit to palace, God's own hand was weaving the many-coloured texture of Joseph's days. And God, in his wisdom, saved the brightest tints until last. And Joseph understood all this. And in these closing scenes, when he meets with his brothers, the blindfold was off, and Joseph could see it all clearly. He knew that although God seemingly sent him along a stony path, God gave him strong shoes. God was working his purposes out in it all, bringing good out of evil. And Joseph knew himself to be a man sent by God. Many times you will hear Joseph saying, "God sent me." And that happens most of all when Joseph reveals his true identity to his brothers. He says, "Don't worry, God sent me. God was at work in all this." And so Joseph not only revealed his own identity, but also something about God's identity and God's nature to love and to forgive and to bring reconciliation. Joseph, the survivor, was sent by God to accomplish the purposes of God at that time. And what did God send Joseph to do? Well, I briefly want to share three aspects of why he was sent. Firstly, Joseph was sent by God to save. In the final chapter of Genesis, chapter 50, as we heard, Joseph reassured his brothers with these words, "Don't be afraid. You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." And we know that God sends you and me to save many lives, to hold out this gospel of salvation. Joseph was sent to save the hungry in a time of famine. And we know in our world of hunger and need, in our town where there is physical hunger and the need for food banks, we also are sent. We are also called to share what we have. In Genesis 41, verse 56, we read, "Joseph opened the storehouses." What had been saved in those 7 years of plenty was then shared out gradually over those 7 years of famine. And we know that today, food banks are opening up the storehouses, opening up food supplies to the poor. We are sent to help meet the needs of the physically hungry and the spiritually hungry. We've heard about the town pastors this evening and the hunger that they meet on our streets, not just for chocolate, but for love and acceptance and purpose. We are sent to save. And like Joseph, secondly, he was sent to be an instrument of unity. He was sent to be an instrument of unity. If you were in Joseph's shoes with your trembling brothers at your feet, and you held all the power, wouldn't a little part of you want to avenge the terrible wrong that was done to you by them so many years ago when you were a boy? Wouldn't you want to take their liberty and freedom and have them put in prison or worse? And yet, that was not Joseph's way, because it is not God's way. And first and foremost, Joseph is God's man. Forgiveness prevailed. That's God's way. And so Joseph uses reconciling language. Come close to me. Do not be angry with yourselves. In his family, Joseph becomes a peacemaker, a bridge builder. And we're challenged, aren't we, this evening, when we think about our own relationships, particularly any difficult ones, when we have the power either to resent and to blame or to forgive. Can we find it within ourselves to use those words? Come close to me. Do not be angry. Don't quarrel. Could we be an instrument of unity in our families, in our workplace, in our community? In the words of our gospel reading, we are called to forgive one another from the heart. So difficult. And yet, haven't we also been forgiven from the heart of God? So Joseph was sent by God to save. He was sent by God to be a bringer of unity. And lastly, thirdly, Joseph was sent by God to serve. Although Joseph would always be the youngest brother, he has the greatest sense of responsibility to provide for his family and for his people. Joseph put his position, his power, his wealth and his wisdom at the service of others. And that's what we need in our world. Our world leaders need to do that. That's what we need in our churches. Our church leaders need to do that. And that's what we need among ourselves. We are all sent to provide, to serve. Importantly, when Joseph had that great big project of feeding a nation, of giving out to so many, he did not overlook the needs of his immediate family. And as we seek to serve God, we must also not overlook the needs of our immediate family, as we seek to share his providence and bounty. To whom can we say this evening, I will provide for you there. I will provide for you there. May God's purposes be accomplished in the ones we serve today. And finally, as I conclude, as we prepare to baptize André, as we prepare to receive bread and wine, let us remember that Joseph himself prefigures Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ was sent by God to save, he is the friend of the poor. Jesus Christ was sent by God to be an instrument of unity. We are reconciled through the cross. He forgives. And Jesus Christ was sent by God to serve. He takes the towel and the bowl, washes our feet. Today we pray, Lord, use me in your work of salvation. Send me to save. Use me to be a peacemaker. Send me to bring unity. And Lord, send me to serve others today, not forgetting those nearest and dearest. Jesus, take our lives and lead us on. Amen. A moment of quiet prayer as we reflect on what God is saying to our hearts today. Lord, we thank you for this golden thread that runs through the scriptures, that weaves its way through our own lives, a rich tapestry. And Lord, sometimes we confess that we look at it and it's like looking at the back of a tapestry. It looks like knots and we can't make out the picture. But we know one day we will see, and we will see that tapestry fully and in all its splendor. And so we pray that you would weave one more thread of love this evening in our hearts and in our lives. And Lord, that you will take us one step closer to you. Thank you, Lord. Amen.